Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Breazeal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm juggles the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Horta moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Blomberg reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Horta scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Jim Breazeal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breazeal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blomberg scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Breazeal moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Brazil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gar moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gar tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Brazil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brazil strikes out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm is hit by the pitch. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Garr moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Soderholm scores. Garr moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blomberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Breazeal. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Nayarodny and he is safe. Potek steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Naorodny moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Josie Deb. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing left field. Art Kussner now catching. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.